Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Join us tonight for another hour of light dinner-style discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We would love to hear from you. So let's get started tonight and introduce our diners for tonight's cafe. Robin?
Okay. Thank you, Gloria. Gosh, how wonderful. Well, we still have our echo, my goodness. We came on the air with an echo. That means like double the good stuff. Yeah, really, really strong. So we want to go ahead and introduce all of our people with us. So we have a couple special guests tonight. So can I go ahead and have Miss Olivia, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hi, this is Olivia Melody, and I'm really glad to be here at the Transformation Cafe.
Okay, that's great. And we also have Sue Crum. Sue, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sue Crum, the owner of the Red Team, and I'm really glad to be here tonight and looking forward to the whole evening.
Okay, great. Thank you. And our switchboard assistant, Ms. Kathy, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Kathy Elliott. And my purpose to serve humanity these days are to bring happiness, joy, and laughter to all of you.
Woohoo!
And I'll
Woo-hoo!
Be monitoring
okay.
the switchboard and the chat room tonight.
Yeah, so if any of you guys want to go ahead and get onto the, we have a live blog happening if you go to show at transformation.cafe. Kathy will be seeing you guys on the regular chat, and we'll any kind of questions and stuff, we'll make sure to bring them forward onto the table so we can go ahead and be discussing those. Mr. Jamie, will you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when, and I have a tattoo shop in Seattle, Washington called Chromo. We've been there about 14 years, and I'm a tattoo artist, and it's like I apply psychic armor and help people along in their little life quest.
Okay, there you go. And Miss Gloria, did you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Gloria, and I am so happy to be here tonight. I'm looking forward to a wonderful evening and great conversation.
Oh, and we always have that. It's always a wonderful thing. And my name is Robin Masevich. I am one of the diners here tonight, and part of my thing is to kind of just bring some interesting conversation parts of the menu onto the table and have us just have some interesting conversation. So first up, we always like to do with our appetizers and talk about Mother Earth and the updates. Jamie's got some updates, and actually right before we went on the air, San Diego area was having an earthquake, because a couple of our guests, they can confirm it by phone that they did feel it. So there we go.
Well, there you go.
I know.
It's
huh?
echoing quite a bit still. And I don't.
Yeah, we're having quite an echo right now, so hopefully we're
going
to be able to figure that with what's going on with
echo,
that and
echo,
that.
Echo,
nobody's got any Bluetooth echo. Happening there, and we can just keep it on with our other phones.
In any event, it seems there has been quite a bit of seismic activity. Even in the northwest up here, this morning there was a slight earthquake in the Washington State area. I believe that this last weekend there was some activity again in the Southern California, San Diego area. I think Costa Rica had an earthquake this last week, as well as somewhere in Indochina, I believe.
Oh, my. Okay. Jamie, do you know the magnitude we're talking about for the earthquake?
The one up here was this morning, they said 2.7, and it went to 3.4. And the other ones, I believe, were in the 3 to 4 range. There were quite a few in the Mexican, Southern California area, and a lot of aftershocks, so you may have felt those. Who knows?
I felt something around 5 o'clock today in Diamond Bar. Was that an earthquake or was it just trucks underneath me?
That's always the question. We're always trying to determine, is that really me or was it something else?
Yeah, really. It felt like an earthquake, though.
Aftermath of a great lunch or something. Okay.
Volcano, as far as I know, I saw in the paper today that seismic activity kind of ceased, and for the first time in I believe almost 40 days, there's no restrictions for the travel has been lifted. The other kind of really disconcerting issue would be the flow of oil from the ruptured pipeline, which I believe, as we speak, they are trying to a new solution. I believe it's called the top kill, where they pump heavy oil and sludge into the hole, trying to plug it. As you well know, this is probably going to be one of the worst ecological disasters known to man. It is quickly becoming that. And, now we're coming into BP underestimating the volume, because there's no real way to measure the amount that's coming out. And I hate to be the doom, but that, unfortunately, until they stem the flow, it's been a month now. And I also heard that there was a noticeably dark pouring, which means that it's a lot heavier oil. So, believe it or not, we can still try to be positive, but it's quite a messy situation, and there's not a win-win anywhere in this.
Yeah, Olivia, what are you thinking about that oil, the oil spill?
Oh. You know, it's part of, I think, a whole movement of things that have been happening over the last couple years to shift global consciousness away from separatism and for countries and individuals to see themselves as intimately connected with the rest of the world. What we do here in the Gulf of Mexico with that oil spill impacts not just us, but it's going to impact a number of countries. Then should the Gulf Stream catch it, goodness, it could take it any number of places. I believe that much of the world is aware of this, or quite a few people are aware of this, and thinking about their own resources and how their own mindfulness of how they deal with their own resources can impact others.
Yeah. Well, hear, I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Kathy?
I agree with Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all about the separateness coming together in the things that have been happening with Earth. And that also what we can do is to assist by creating our vision of it being clear and sending loving energy that direction to the animals, the marine life, and begin our part in joining together instead of separation.
Okay, thank you. What do you think about it, Sue?
Well, I do think it's really a concern with all the animals. You just see the pictures now coming out, and it doesn't seem like there's any great solutions that have emerged. So, like, maybe there should have been a plan at the get-go before BP went in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and the concern, too, is that there were so many times they were bypassing a lot of the safeguards and things like that just in the name of them wanting to continue to be, you know, drilling. So all those things are coming to pass pretty much. I like to consider that all just part of the karma.
You know, I took the liberty of ordering the appetizers tonight. So
you go for it, girl. What are we having?
Yeah. We should see bruschetta, hot artichokes, spinach dip, and mussels.
Ooh, okay. How's that sound, guys? That sounds pretty darn yummy. Okay. And we have the fastest waiter in the West. I'll tell you, as soon as we order it, it seems like it's on the table. That's all good.
That's a great restaurant.
I'm thinking we're going to need to order maybe a carafe.
Is there a beverage with that?
Yeah, we're going to have some nice red wine. I think that's a great
beverage. Jump right in there, red wine.
Sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there's beer, too. Red wine or beer.
Red wine or beer. Okay, well, we can
or
have
Pellegrino.
So there you go. Yeah, so there you go. Okay, the other day, Kathy and I had gone to a wonderful concert that was Crystal Bowl. And we were kind of calling this appetizer Bowling for Sound, just kind of playing with words. And we had a wonderful performer, Olivia Melody, was the performer. And Melody took her time to really describe what was happening when we were all enjoying the music and the Buck Powers vibrations. And I had asked her if she could come on and talk about some of the healing aspects of the healing bowls and some of the experiences that she's had. So, Miss Olivia, will you please share?
Okay, and I brought a bowl.
Oh,
and they sound like this.
Woohoo!
And high. Let's see, I have been performing on 45 singing bowls across this country, back and forth, any number of small and big towns from New York City to, Ashland, Oregon. There you go. Why? Because of what happened when I began to play, and I don't have any musical training or background, but something much bigger than me or the player happens when you start sounding crystal bowls. And when I started, I began to hear music. Crystal bowls, at the time, there was just a little bit written about them. And even so now, 10, 11 years later, more, just not a whole lot more has been written about them. But basically, they were not a whole lot. Most of what I've gotten has been from dissertations and then my own feedback and other people's feedback as I do workshops and listen to other players, bowl players. They came into being about 30 years ago with the birth of the computer industry in making crystals. They're actually big pots or crucibles that are used in that process of growing crystals, crystal lasers, and synthetic diamonds, rubies, and emeralds. But what they discovered, and we joked that it was probably someone on the night shift at Kyocera, you know, or another wonderful new age company, hitting the bowl and going, I wonder if we can make this thing sing. Now, the bowls have something called a perfect sine wave, that, and only one other instrument has that. It's a flute. And that means the sound keeps going. It never dissipates until it hits something. And our bodies are crystalline in structure, the human body.
Right. Yeah.
What they do is it activates our physical body and our energy body. We all have energy around us. And what you know is that you just move into relief or a big ah. So most people will drop their shoulders and become very relaxed and comfortable. Within 5 minutes, your brainwave patterns do change from beta, that's every day, to alpha, down to theta. Oftentimes, people will fall asleep at my concerts and snore even. But
that's why.
Very relaxed. And I've done music in all kinds of places because in the beginning I thought, where am I supposed to take this? So from hospice and senior assisted living centers to big expos and conferences and five-star destination spas, and that's always fun. And what do we find? That in the medical community, people are finding that they have been able to reduce their pain medication. And Dr. Mitchell Gaynor has written about that, and he was the head of oncology at Cornell Strang in New York City, associated with New York Hospital. He's written a couple of books on the use of sound, in particular crystal sound, with patients going through cancer. I know here in San Diego, Scripps Hospital, which is a very large series of hospitals here, incorporate crystal sound into their integrative healing programs. So at one point, it's very cutting edge, as well as some of the finest spas will have it. What you find is people experience emotional release, whether they know where it's coming from or not. You don't have to get to the root of it. It just comes out of you. and you feel that sense of relief and comfort and I'm going to say serenity. Mentally, I'll have people who come to my concerts with notebooks so they can write down all their epiphanies and new understandings, answers to their big questions. So it takes you to a place that is kind of fertile and open ground for receiving new ideas, and that's fabulous. Now, physically, and this is where most people are using crystal bowls, is for physical issues. That's how I got started, because people came up to me after playing and they credited their healing miracles from listening to the bowls. Now, what crystal bowls do is they seem to go into, regardless of what note it is, if it's a low enough octave, it'll go right into wherever the issue is in your body and begin working on it. In fact, sometimes your organ, that particular organ, can get kind of hot and a little tingly as it goes to work. And I've had people come to my concerts in wheelchairs and walk out. I mean, that's pretty humbling.
Oh, my. How fun.
Okay. So and you just never know. It's not about me. It's about what happens with this crystal sound, and that's why I have so many bowls. It's about all the different frequencies.
Wow, that's so great.
So that kind of gives you a little overview.
That today.
Pardon me?
Jamie and I were talking about that today and wondering if there were sounds that a crystal ball would make that would actually be harmful to a body.
Not that I'm aware of. Now, there are always anomalies. I'll say a couple people out of 100 can't stand the sound. And for them, it's harmful on always. Why? It's like nails on the blackboard. It really doesn't matter how quietly I play. It's the frequency.
Okay.
I had thought the government had actually experimented with using low frequency as either a like an instruction for a hostage, or in a higher sense where it would disrupt the person's insides. Actually, you know, of course, maybe this is just what I heard. Yeah.
So sound can heal, and sound can destroy.
Greatly amplified, maybe.
It's a different kind of a sound. Now, a crystal, I'm talking about a crystal sound wave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can be high or low. I have not run into any, I found one anomaly, but that's really out of the box because, like I said, sound has been used to destroy, and it's been used in galactic wars.
If I'm not mistaken, is there also an instrument from olden times, but maybe Victorian era, where they would actually rub a disc or
you're talking
a glass,
about the glass harmonica?
It was wet, I guess. I've seen that also done in a more modern, but not in an instrument, in fact.
Well, I love it. I'm going to start off with a woodcut of Pythagoras. Now, Pythagoras invented the Pythagorean theorem, student of Plato, but they were also very big with music, and I have an illustration of Pythagoras playing glasses, crystal glasses with water in them. Okay?
Now,
Ben Franklin more than likely saw something like that. He made the glass harmonica, which is a series of discs. Unfortunately, he used lead glass. And a number of people got lead poisoning.
Right.
However, they still exist, and there's a woman in Western Massachusetts. She goes by the name of Yatri, and she has a beautiful music background, and she plays scored music with her glass harmonica.
Wow, I've always appreciated that type of talent because it seems to have a great ear. Or
and you can find it on Amazon. Her music.
Done it quite a bit, you know. Just like anything, if you practice.
So I say everything new, everything old is new again. The crystal skulls made it through Atlantis sinking, but the crystal bowls didn't. And what you have are metal bowls from China that go back, 3,000 years. They weren't incorporated into any official religion. It was more the indigenous spirituality. And they have found flutes, which I say are the same sound waves, 40,000-year-old flutes. You have the Peruvian whistling vessels that play very high octaves, and the whole village, they think, would get together and play the same whistle, except they would the same note of these whistles.
Wow, that blew my mind.
It kind of blows off the top of your head because it opens
right.
up a palpable portal and everyone goes through. So I think it was one way to call home.
Right.
I have a jingle for that.
Harmony, harmony, harmony is a balance in me. Feeling good, feeling free. Harmony is a balance in me.
That's
okay.
Beautiful.
Yowza.
There we go. Thanks, lovely.
Kathy.
She's our jingle girl, so there you go.
I love it. In England, they're no longer scheduling women for hysterectomies due to fibroids. They're shooting them with sound waves. They're matching. They're matching the frequency of the fibroid, and it's blowing apart the same way they do have been shooting sound waves through kidney stones for years.
Yes, kidney stone. My brother had the kidney stone done with the sound, and I did not, but he actually did that. But yes, he had that done with the sound. We can do that.
So it's really simply a matter of time before they find the resonant, which means the matching frequency for tumors, for diseases, for growth. And then play that frequency. And that's what crystal sound is doing, because crystal is this fine line between organic and inorganic matter scientifically.
Oh.
It will morph and change and do so many things. So that's why all those bowls, all the tones I played, they inevitably will find the frequency of whatever ails you. And you'll move
Olivia's concerts are really amazing. She's got, she took like 2 8-foot tables and she had all of her bowls all at one level, and she was going around and just kind of playing all the different ones that are, were just different harmonies of resonance with each other. It was really amazing.
And then, of course, I have a few other instruments like Celtic harp and big gongs and vibes and chimes.
Yeah, I went home and ordered an ocean drum. That was the one that got me. Oh, wow.
Yes, it was. I hear the music, so I hear music from all these different unseen beings, and I think, how can I translate that? And so each concert is unique for that time, that place, and whoever shows up. So I'll look around and say, I wonder what the quantum field is or the common denominator is of this group. I wonder where we're going tonight. And then we go. Some places you know. So I would say Swedenborg Church, that was created in, oh gosh, when did Swedenborg live? 17-something. He's the granddaddy of the New Age movement. He was an architect and scientist and a mystic. But he got all of his information from the angels. So I know at Swedenborg you're going to do angelic music. So it will shift wherever you're going. And with Wiccan groups, it's going to be very earth-based, visceral, fertile, rich, sensuous, and take you to all of those realms, closer to here than far away. Far away meaning stars and celestial.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Olivia, when is your next concert going to be?
Oh, let's see. I have some really juicy ones coming up in June. When summer happens here in San Diego, it's wonderful to have outdoor concerts. And I have one coming up on the 13th. It's going to be a backyard concert, and that'll be fun. I have a couple of chakra journeys, one at a yoga studio in Oceanside on the 11th, and then and that's a Friday night, and then the following Friday night we'll be down in the Gas Lamp District at Red Lotus Society, which is a nonprofit with the mission statement of peace through meditation, and I'll be part of their meditation series. And then I'll be up in Laguna Beach later on in the month.
Okay. Do you have a contact number you'd like to go ahead and put on the air so people can get a hold of you if they want to either go to one or be able to talk to you about maybe creating a concert?
Certainly, and thanks for mentioning that. I'll give them my toll-free number. It's 888-712-3833.
Great.
And you can always find me through my website. That's Elivia with an E, spelled just like Olivia, but ELIVIA.com. And I try to put all my events there on the first page. And so many of my events and concerts and workshops have come as a result of people passing the word. It's like, how do you do this when you have no background or training, and it's been one step at a time with people saying, hey, come here and come here, and would you like to present? And so I've been to some wonderful places, and lots of miracles have happened, like the four CDs that now are distributed globally. You can get them on Amazon, but you can also buy them in Europe, too, and featured on the documentary Sounds That Heal with some other awesome crystal bowl players. And I've been to Korea playing bowls and all over this country.
Wow, what a blessing.
And for people who want to learn more, I'll be doing a workshop at the end of June on crystal bowls and sound healing. And whether you know nothing about crystal bowls, or you're a energy practitioner, or a HHP, a body worker, and want to incorporate that into your practice, or you have bowls and you'd like to learn new things or different things that you can do with them. It's so I tailor each workshop for whoever shows up, and that'll be here in San Marcos.
Okay, great. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, we thank you for getting a little bit of info on all that stuff, and I think Jamie learned a whole bunch of stuff.
That's quite a handful there, but that's pretty amazing.
Beautiful. And you're up in Seattle, aren't you, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, I'm for the first time in 7 years, I'm not doing the East Coast tour. Otherwise, I would be on my way in the next, 5 days. But the Northwest keeps calling me, and my friends are saying, when are you coming back to Seattle or Eugene or Portland? And so hopefully I'll get there in the fall again.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows a really good place to get dim sum. So there you go. If you need some dim sum in Seattle, he's the man to call.
Oh, woohoo! I like dim sum.
Oh, I love it. Excellent. And then best fish
rolls
from the fish market.
Hum bao.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to need to get another plate of bruschetta. We've all been, really working on that one. We might have to get some more before we start talking about dessert. Although dessert, we definitely need to be talking about what that's going to look like. So there you go.
Well, the waiter's here for the dinner menu, for the dinner order.
Okay. Okay, so
I am looking forward to eating some authentic New Mexican food, you know.
Yeah,
you are. Oh, yeah. How about that?
Hopefully I won't clean myself out there with the green chili.
Yeah, and sopas. Are you going to eat sopas and pozole?
Oh, everything I can find.
Because
I'm on vacation.
That's right. Jamie's going on vacation after our show, and he's already kind of mentally already there. So bless his heart. I would be, too, if I were him. So that's very cool.
Oh, you know what we haven't mentioned, and that is this coming weekend is WESAC. It's the Buddha Moon. It's the harmonic, the second harmonic convergence up at Mount Shasta.
Ooh,
really? Wow.
And there's a whole lot about water for this moon, too. So that's why we had the big global water healing ceremony last Tuesday for the nine huge lakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Olivia?
Yes.
Could you repeat the month that you're having the workshop on healing with sound? And then also, can you let us know what your website address is for those who'd like to go to your site?
Oh, certainly. My website is elivia.com. That's E-L-I, V as in Victor, I-A, elivia.com. And I'll be doing a crystal sound workshop June 27th. That's a Sunday from noon to 5. No experience necessary. And you can bring your own bowl, although I've got plenty.
There you go. Do people need to register for your workshop?
Yes, yes, they do. I believe there's, and you can see that on the website and then just email me. Or give me a call.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's good.
Oh, I forgot to say we're on Facebook, too. I've got a big fan page on Facebook with lots of photos.
Oh, okay.
And that's Olivia Melody's Crystal Vibrations.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and switch over to our main course. Since we've already had our diners going on that stuff. And we have another special guest tonight, and that's going to be Sue Crum. And Sue's going to be having a wonderful workshop in Carlsbad. Sue, you want to tell us a little bit about your workshop that's coming up on the, what is it, 13th?
It's on June 12th, Saturday, June 12th.
June 12th, okay, June
12th. And it's 9:30 to 4:30 at the South Library in Carlsbad, which is on Dove and El Camino Real. And it's called the One-Day Success Workshop, Get Moving Toward Your Dreams.
Okay. And what motivated you to want to put that workshop together?
Well, my business is the Red Team, and it's all about the home and clearing up the messes and of our lives and getting more to successes than messes. So my business started as an interior rearrangement and interior redesign and staging, which is a large part of my business. But in all of those situations, I would get into people's homes and find out that they were getting bogged down with the stuff of life, what I call the stuff of life. And sometimes, you know, our lives kind of interrupt us as we're making other plans. All of a sudden, there's an illness or a death or a relocation or we're blending households or separating households. And we get off track from where we wanted to go. And so I've been doing Declutter Your Life workshops now for several years. And in those, I use a lot of the Jack Canfield success principles that he wrote in his book, The Success Principles, in 2005. This past year, I've been a part of Jack's premier group of Train the Trainers as he is expanding his group to have more people go out and use his success principles teaching others, because he's only one person. A lot of people say, well, I don't think I know him, the success principles. And then I say, well, he was the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And they go, oh, yes, yes, Jack Canfield. So he and Mark Victor Hansen wrote those books back some years ago, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and that created lots of different series in that particular series. And from that, he wrote the book The Success Principles in 2005, basically going and researching who were the successful people, what were their specific attributes, and he put them together in a book of 64 principles. The program that I'm in with him, and I will be with him for the next week in Scottsdale, is training trainers to go and spread his word and his message, because he is just one person. So my one-day success workshop is not sitting down there and reading over 64 principles, but it is taking the core principles in that book and in his materials and helping other people get back on track. So I'm doing it at the half-year mark because sometimes we've made our New Year's resolutions back New Year's Eve, maybe at a New Year's Eve party, and somebody said, oh, what are you going to do next year, Sue? You know, and out comes, you know, something ridiculous that I say. And then all of a sudden it's January and I didn't do anything. And all of a sudden it's Super Bowl Sunday and I didn't get on with it. And then it's Valentine's and then it's St. Patrick's Day. And I'm just like plowing through the new year, but I haven't done anything other than announce something outrageous or something insane or something that I really wanted to do on New Year's Eve, but I didn't do it. So this one-day workshop gets people into an action plan and getting them moving to the dreams that they have.
Cool, cool. And so what do people hope to get from the workshop that you're going to be putting together?
Well, people will leave with a specific action plan, and during the course of the day, they'll be taking a look at the strengths that they have, the goals and dreams that they have, and getting on to coming up with their life purpose. you know, what are we here to do and how can I facilitate that individual getting that in place so it's really clear on why they're here. And then a lot of people can set goals, but setting goals isn't all of it. It's learning how to keep the goals and make them a reality, make them really specific objectives, not just some broad goal like, oh, this year I'm going to lose weight, or this year I'm going to start a business, or this year I'm going to get organized, or this year I'm going to find the man of my dreams. It's getting down to concrete specifics. So the workshop is really tied to help people get on with a plan of action. So here we are heading into June. June 30th, the year will be half over. The second quarter will be over. And are people doing the things they hoped they'd be doing? Is their business doing what they hoped it would be doing at the halfway point? Is their life in a balanced situation? And are they living the dreams that they have? Because everybody has dreams. Sometimes, though, along the way, they end up on the back burner, and some years they even fall off the whole stove, you know. But it's getting a plan of action and helping people to get right back on the horse, get that action plan in place. And when people leave, they have a support system and a place to move forward with specifics, not just, oh, well, that was, you know, a day and, okay, I learned some things. It's much more than that. There's follow-up and opportunities to really put in place some specific action steps to get your dreams fulfilled.
So, Sue, say you had somebody who came to the workshop, and they really came in because they just didn't know what they wanted to do for goals. It's like, you know, I'm working at a job that just kind of pays my bills. I'm not necessarily happy, but yet I feel like I'm contributing to society for the fact that I feel like I'm helping people, but it's not necessarily, you know, my heart's passion. My job's okay, but there's not like an incredible amount of joy with that. What would you say to that person?
Well, there are specific exercises that we do during the course of the day, so it isn't just Sue standing up talking and people having to sit there and listen. So there are specific activities and exercises that people do. So it's a hands-on workshop where people are involved and they are actually setting some plans and putting into place some things to get them moving. In the meantime, they may need to stay in the job that they're really not enjoying. But in my research that I've done, and my background is pretty extensive in the training field and in educational administration. I have a doctorate degree from the University of Southern California, and my dissertation was on characteristics and behaviors of successful people. And what their bosses are always looking for are great employees who are going the extra mile in the job that they're in. So when people are in, say, a dead-end job, but economically they're needing to stay there for a while, my research points out that if they can find ways to build on their strengths in their current job and get noticed and appreciated by the hires up, then they have more opportunities that will come their way, either in another department in that company or by someone mentoring them and letting them know of other opportunities in, say, other companies. So it's putting in place an action plan.
How did you get drawn to the information with Jack? I mean, what really drew you to that book and really wanted
to
be someone who could facilitate
it for other
people?
Well, what's interesting about Jack is Jack Canfield's first book was 100 Ways to Self-Esteem in the Classroom. And I used that book when I was a teacher years ago. And I had special classes of Title I students, which are socially, economically disadvantaged students in particular schools qualify for those kinds of programs. And I used his book there because I had to create my own curriculum. So I'm a person who's been following Jack Canfield since way back when he was a teacher. He then went with that first book and then went into more of a training field. So I've followed him over the years. So in my adult workshops, I've used his power of focus and his success principles and a lot of his material working with adults who want to improve where they are right now. So I think we all have dreams, but sometimes they've just kind of gotten put aside. And so I've just, I'm a lifelong learner. I've always been involved in that. And Jack is a lifelong learner. He's a really neat guy. He really is recognizing. Hello? He's really just recognizing he's one person. And so the trainers this year, this is the first year he's done this, where he has other people that he's wanting us to take the message out to others and share it. Well, he charges $35,000 to come to a company for a day and do a keynote speech with people. Those of us who are in his training program aren't charging that. our prices are much more reasonable.
Yeah, we're shooting for that in the future. There we go.
Yeah. And he's just one person. So how this came about was he got contacted by the military a couple of years ago, and they wanted him to train people coming out of the military who were not equipped to go out into the world of work that was non-military, and what to do now that they had finished their service with their country. And Jack could not accommodate them to do the training that the military was asking him to do because of his schedule and he being a one-man band, a one-person show.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, he's developed the program so that more of us can be trained and use his materials and help others so that they can get on with the life they want.
Mm-hmm. So what can people hope to get out of the workshop?
Well, they're going to leave with a specific action plan. They're going to leave with a life purpose. They're going to also leave with what are the next steps they need to take to be more successful and how to do that on a regular basis. So it's not just come to a workshop, get some material, go home and put it in a file cabinet. It's more application, and we really learn best when we apply what we've learned, not just take notes or listen to somebody and go home and put it in a file folder and put it in a file cabinet. So it's helping people create an action plan and how to keep that momentum going even after the workshop, so that from middle of June till the end of December, they're living a life on purpose. They're reaching the goals they've set, and they're making specific objectives, and they're meeting those and leading a balanced life. Because it really isn't all about, you know, working harder or working longer or making more money. That isn't it. It's how to live that life in balance and live, you know, the life that you've dreamed about.
Mm-hmm. You guys got any questions for Sue? We've all figured it out. Okay, good.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe I could tell people how they might register if they're interested.
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
If you go to my website, theredteam.com, on the home page, I have on the right-hand side information about the one-day workshop, and I also have, if you register on the web, I have a special web price. So the web price is lower for those who register, and I can do PayPal. So the one-day workshop is $77 if you register on the web. And if two people come, like if you and a friend or you and a spouse, you and a neighbor, you and someone from work, two people can register, and that's $137. And you'll get lunch included, a full notebook of materials, and a wonderful day. We will have a lot of fun. We have a basketball game involved. We have one-arm exercise involved. We have music. We have videos. We have an opportunity to really focus just on yourself and how to make your life more balanced and more in line with what you want.
Okay, that sounds great. So, okay, guys. Well, thank you, Sue. That sounds like a wonderful
I have one
program.
Question. What if you're doing what you already like doing, but you kind of don't feel as enthusiastic, and you just need to freshen or kind of refocus or...
Right. This
yeah,
kind of a workshop is good for that as well, because some people are really in a job that they love or in a career or a business that they really love. And
right.
This workshop helps people to take a look at the whole person and their whole areas, all the areas of their life, not just their business life. Because sometimes that's what happens. We forget other areas.
As far as possessions, sometimes they kind of own you, but are what they make your, that's you or what you own, I guess. And anymore,
well,
it's like if I create a piece of art, rather than having a show and trying to sell it, I might just give it away because it's
mm-hmm.
something I created rather than
right.
put a monetary value. Although I have a lot of stuff I think is valuable, and it to me it is. It may be one man's treasure, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that junk, but anymore it's like my mom, she's gotten older. She just got rid of a lot of stuff, and she didn't care. She gave it away. And that's how I feel sometimes, is like, here, have something.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. Here in San Diego, you know, we've had our fires, and
right.
I've had some of the people in my workshops who have been victims of the fires. And some of them have actually said, as strange as this may seem,
does it feel like
once I lost
liberated from their thing?
It was a very liberating feeling.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that would be such. I haven't experienced that.
Right.
Would,
yeah. Some people have lost things twice. Where they had the fires, I think it was in 2004, and then again in 2007, and they ended up losing twice. But for some people, you know, now not everybody, and then again, it depends on what happened to their home and their possessions. But there were a few people that I spoke with who said it was almost like a cleansing experience.
It almost like being reborn, but
mm-hmm.
starting over somehow.
Right.
We've all done it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I welcome and invite all of you to come if your schedule allows, or pass the information along to someone you think might benefit. I like to give always a reduction in price when two people come together, because sometimes people go, well, I don't want to go by myself, or I won't know anybody there. And some people are fine with that, and others are just more comfortable going with someone else. So, again, it's theredteam.com. And on that homepage on the right-hand side, it has the registration for the one-day workshop. And then we spend a wonderful day together, give you a total action plan, and get you finishing out 2010 with a bang and reaching goals that you may or may not have set on New Year's Eve.
Okay, that's great. And you get a lunch out of it, too, so that's very cool.
I'm sorry, what?
I said you get lunch out of it, too, so that's always very cool.
Cool.
Yeah,
no.
Lunch.
Well, thank you for answering the question. That was very nice.
Well, we have to do another class going up to Seattle, so when Jamie gets home, he can go to a class. There you go. Go ahead, Kathy.
Uh-oh.
Kathy, did you have a question?
I'm sorry, I'm eating.
Oh, you're eating.
Well, it's not dessert time yet. Come on.
He's finishing the bruschetta.
All right.
He's finishing the bruschetta. Yeah, we have that second plate. He's making sure that it's all gone.
Okay. That's right. How did you come up with the Red Company? I'm curious about the Red.
Oh, the Red. Okay. Well, my last name is Crum, C-R-U-M. And when I started my interior redesign business, it's all about, you know, the home and clearing up our messes for successes. There were some people in my training who were naming companies after themselves, and one particular gal, her last name is Rhodes, so her company name she came up with was Rhodes to Design. And somebody else I know, her last name is Smart, and her company is Smart Designs. Well, I
mm-hmm.
sat there with the name Crum, which is my husband's name, and all I came up with was Crummy Designs. And I thought, well, that is just not going to work.
Yeah.
So I need to come up with something else. And so I started fooling around with the word, I guess, red, because I've always loved red. And my very first car was a red convertible, and when I bought it at age 21 and thanked my parents for raising me and drove to Southern California from Chicago. So
was it a foreign car?
Well, it wasn't. It was a Buick. It was a red Buick convertible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chicago.
But I just figured there was other kind of weather somewhere than besides Illinois. And after 21 winters, I thought, I bet there's other weather somewhere. So red has always played big in my life. So I fooled around with it and came up with reinventing everyday designs. And then for the success workshops, really, it's reinventing every day because I think we need to continually reinvent ourselves. We're not just, all done on one particular day. We're always, reinventing and improving, and I just believe in lifelong learning. So that's how the company name came to be. I couldn't do anything with crumb and crummy, so I had to come up with something else. But thanks for asking.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have said it's so crummy because, all you have left over is the crumbs because it was so yummy.
Oh,
right.
There you go. And I won't even tell you about the annual crummy reunion now that I host for my husband's family.
How about if it ain't crumb, it ain't yummy.
If it ain't
crummy, it ain't
yummy.
Yeah, see, that was a good one. Jamie, say it again.
No. I'm still working on that one. That's still in the plot. I want to think about it.
It's
almost going to hike through there somewhere.
It's so yummy. There you go.
Oh,
yeah. There's only crumbs left because it's so yummy.
So the 11th annual Crummy Reunion will be on June 26th. And if you're driving through Carlsbad, the Carlsbad Inn at the corner of Carlsbad Boulevard, which is our coast highway, and Carlsbad Village Drive, the Carlsbad Inn will have it on the marquee. Welcome to the 11th annual Crummy Reunion. So I get there every year. And my husband's crummy relatives will be in town this week.
That is so good.
There you go. So there you go. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing that. I'm going to be thinking about coming to that. That's
great.
And I'm going to have to bring a friend. My gosh.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the deal of the century. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's great. It's great. And lunch is included. I mean, it might not be bruschetta, but it will be lunch.
Oh, well. Okay,
so
we may have to talk about that.
Everybody
we'll have
well.
To talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Yeah, anyway. But, I actually had met Sue at a wonderful entrepreneurial brainstorming that we had gone to together.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, was that fun. She was my neighbor at our table, and we just had a great day.
That was great.
We were just kind of exploring and having everybody really – it was cool because we all thought about kind of similar to what she's going to be doing on that workshop. We all thought about, how do I want to move my life forward? And then we all took our own chance to get up in front of everybody and kind of share a little bit. And then everybody in the room gave us feedback on what they thought would be ways that we could help ourselves, and how they had suggestions and connections and just all kinds of stuff. So it just shows how many resources are in a room when you're willing to let yourself be a little vulnerable and just kind of express from your heart what your desires are and how people, helping you to get there. So it's very, very cool.
And nectarines for dessert, right?
And nectarines are for dessert? Yeah, Jamie's been having withdrawals because the last few weeks we haven't been having the nectarines.
Are they even in season anymore? Who knows?
They are
in the store as of last week.
There we go. Miss Gloria will confirm. She went down to make sure that they were still available. There we go. So we have to have nectarines. So that's very yummy. So I think it's time for the desserts to come out. What's our desserts, Miss Kathy?
We have bomboni.
The other popular.
Bomboni.
Dolce. Torta de chocolate.
Black mousse cake.
The patty. Soft traditional Italian donuts dusted with powdered sugar, served with chocolate sauce for dipping.
Oh, my.
Chocolate gelato. Tiramisu, good old tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu, there you go.
On a roll.
Who's going for the cake?
Who's going for the tiramisu? Okay.
Woohoo! Let's see, is it one tiramisu and five forks, or is it five tiramisu with one fork?
I think it's one tiramisu, and then I want to go for that chocolate tort, too. That sounds pretty yummy.
Okay, woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo!
And then with all that, we have our after dinner mint. You guys ready for the wonderful after dinner mint? This one's going to be from Helen Keller. It says, the marvelous richness of human experience will lose something of rewarding joy if there is no limitation to overcome. The hilltop hour will not be not be half so wonderful if there is no dark valley to traverse. There you go. So it's kind of like there's always the darkness before the dawn, and, you know, and having that, it's the journey, not necessarily the destination that gets us there that we can truly treasure. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The rain before the rainbow.
That's right. That's right. We got to have the rain before the with the rainbow. So there you go. See rainbows? Have you been seeing rainbows lately, Miss Kathy?
No, I know people who have.
My daughter Katie's been seeing a lot of rainbows lately. And we've been having really interesting weather in Southern California. There has been kind of scattery rain, so there's definitely been opportunities for rainbows a lot because it kind of seems like there's more rainbows when you've got that kind of weather. So there you go. How about you, Sue? Have you been seeing a lot more rainbows with the weather?
Well, I'm always out on the lookout for rainbows. So we've had a lot of nice rain this season, and, you know, when the sun starts to peek out, then I just come out just looking for them, and I can usually find them.
Okay, where are they? I know they're here.
They're usually
can't
over the hill.
Yeah, can't hide from me. I'm looking for that rainbow.
Yeah, that's right. Around the house, or the corner of the house, under the bushes.
Where are you? Yeah, rainbow, woo. How about you, Jamie? Up in Seattle, have they been a lot of opportunities for rainbows?
Well, yes and no. I did see the circle around the sun, kind of hazy. I don't think it's a rainbow, but it's some sort of phenomena.
Hmm. Yeah, around the sun?
Right. Big one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Carolyn said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She had a picture of it.
What is it? What causes it to do that?
I don't
that?
Know what that is, but it's something. It's definitely a giant rainbow or ring around the sun.
Mm-hmm. Huh. She saw it at Mount Shasta, actually.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It looked definitely something was there.
Hey, Gloria, can you elaborate a little bit more on what Olivia was sharing about the Mount Shasta event? You know more about that?
I did not hear her talking about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. She was saying something about an alignment or something like that that was happening. That was supposed to be happening this week.
Oh, yeah, the second harmonic convergence. That's what she said.
Oh, the convergence. The last one was like when? Like in 1990.
Does anybody remember the first harmonic convergence?
Yes, I remember that.
That was way back, probably in the 80s, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, was it the late 80s or early 90s?
Yeah, around then.
So that's pretty monumentous, I think, if we're coming up to a second one. I wonder how many we're supposed to have.
Yeah, really.
Major ones going on there. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go with ad infinitum.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably
hey, you know,
a lot
y'all,
of people
I'm...
going up to Mount Shasta, so there you go.
I'm going to bow out a little early because I got to go pack, but everybody have a good take care, be positive, and we'll catch you next week, hopefully, okay?
Okay. All right. You have a wonderful
Jamie,
time.
And you're trading places with my nephew.
Ah.
Because he's coming from Albuquerque to, Southern California tomorrow.
Right. Oh, does he live there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that quota of like one in, one out. Okay, we're taking
right.
care of that. That's
yeah, they have a quota.
Well, we'll take that. So everybody take care. Good night.
Good night.
Okay,
have fun.
Happy trails. Have a good day. Be safe. So there you go. So that's very cool. Well, we're down to our last minute. Again, I wanted to thank Sue for coming on and sharing about her wonderful workshop that she's going to be having on the 12th in Carlsbad. And do you have a contact number? Did you already give a contact number?
I didn't give the number, but I will. 760.
Yeah.
803-2786 or go to the website theredteam.com and I have the web special discounted price right there and you can sign up right there through PayPal.
There you go, and you can be reinventing every day with the red.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's very good. So thank you for sharing on that. That's very good. So, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to take some doggy bags, and it's time for us to start heading on out. So you guys have pleasant trails, and thanks again for being on the coming and visiting us at the table. And we'll be checking with you guys in next time.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Stay safe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively, unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it so special. And we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by checking out our website, transformation-cafe.com, where all our previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. And we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.